And now from Treasure Island Oldies.com, here's the rock and roll news for the week of January 14th. This week in 1960, Elvis Presley was promoted to sergeant in the U.S. Army. The very first be-in took place in San Francisco this week in 1967. It included Big Brother and the Holding Company and Jefferson Airplane. The Supremes signed with Motown Records this week in 1961, and 9 years later in 1970, Diana Ross performed for the last time in concert with the Supremes in Las Vegas. Aloha from Hawaii. Elvis Presley's concert was broadcast live to a billion people around the world this week in 1973. However, it did not air in the U.S. until 2 months later. Alan Freed's first New York stage show included The Clovers, The Drifters, and Fats Domino this week in 1955. The Monterey Pop Film opened in Los Angeles in 1969. The Rolling Stones performed a cleaned-up version of Let's Spend the Night Together. They sang it as Let's Spend Some Time Together on The Ed Sullivan Show, as requested by Ed this week in 1967. The TV show Happy Days premiered this week on television in 1974. Roy Orbison's movie The Fastest Guitar Alive with Sam the Sham premiered in New York City this week in 1967. The Cavern Club, home to many early Beatles concerts, opened in Liverpool, England this week in 1957. In 1970, Scotland Yard confiscated 8 John Lennon lithographs from a London art gallery for being obscene. Donnie and Marie Osmond's variety show debuted this week on television in 1976. The first Guess Who record using that name was released in 1965. It was Shaken All Over. Elva Kahns married John Miller and became Mrs. Miller this week in 1934. Paul Simon dropped out of law school to become a full-time musician this week in 1965. Neil Sedaka received a star on the Hollywood Walk of Fame in 1978. 2 years earlier in 76, the Beatles turned down a $30 million offer to reunite. Leslie Gore appeared as Catwoman's sidekick Pussycat, singing California Nights on an episode of Batman this week in 1967. In 1953, Marty Robbins made his debut at the Grand Ole Opry in Nashville. Jerry Lee Lewis made his first ever appearance at the Grand Ole Opry, but it was in 1973. The Jimmy Clanton movie, Teenage Millionaire, with Jackie Wilson, Dion, and Chubby Checker, debuted this week in 1962. In 1957, Bill Haley's film, Don't Knock the Rock with Little Richard and the Applejacks, had its debut. The defamation lawsuit against the Beatles, brought forth by Pete Best, was settled out of court this week in 1969. In the studio, the Buckinghams recorded Don't You Care in 1967. Chase recorded Get It On in 71. Little Richard cut Lucille in 57. The Doors recorded their Absolutely Live album in Los Angeles, California this week in 1970. Arthur Conley recorded Sweet Soul Music in 67. The Miracles cut The Tracks of My Tears in 65. Elvis was in the studio this week in 1958 recording Hard-Headed Woman. And again in 1969, he was in the studio recording In the Ghetto. Birthdays: Jack Jones is 79. Clarence Carter, 81. Jim Stafford is 75. Barbara Lynn is 77. Chris Montez turns 76. Mick Taylor, former member of the Stones, is 70. Eartha Kitt, born this week in 1927. Bobby Goldsboro is 77. David Ruffin from The Temptations, born this week, 1941. Phil Everly from The Everly Brothers, born in 1939. Janis Joplin, born in 43. Shelley Fabre is 74. Dolly Parton's also 74 this week. Dewey Bunnell from America, 67. Laurie London, 74. Robert Palmer, born 49. Ray Anthony is 97. Earl Grant, born in 1931. Ron Townsend from the Fifth Dimension, born in 33. Lolita, her real name was Edith Zusa Einzinger. She sang Lolita. And she actually sang Sailor, not Lolita. She was Lolita. She was born this week in 1931. Songwriter Lee Pockris, who wrote Itsy Bitsy Teeny Weeny Yellow Polka Dot Bikini, Johnny Angel, Catch a Falling Star, and many others, was born this week in 1928. And from TreasureIslandOldies.com, that's your rock and roll news for the week of January 14th. For late-breaking news, come to the Treasure Island Oldies blog. It's at treasureislandoldies.com, and then click blog. I'm Michael Godin. Thanks for listening.
Treasure Island Oldies.